Blog Talk Radio.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can't you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
A show for you. I'm so excited, and please everybody stay on. We have a great guest. His name is Ronald Reeder. He is a spirit medium. He's gonna find, as I say, your dead people. I really know they're really disincarnates, but for me they're just the dead people. Hi, I know you're on, Ron. Just give me a few seconds. Everyone, you are listening to Bonnie Albers on air. We are live, and I am Bonnie Albers. I am a spirit medium. I love that part of myself, but I'm also an RN. I'm a legal nurse consultant. I am a therapist and a counselor. I specialize when I still do in love, relationships, romance, and sexual issues. But the real thing I love to bring all you is spirit. But today we've got somebody that's going to bring you spirit, different than me. This guy is so cool. And you know why he's so cool and why I really like him, and I know you're listening to me, Ronald, is that he's really a nice guy. He genuinely, he loves spirit. He loves helping people connect, and that's why I'm bringing him here for you today. He is just the coolest, and he's the nicest man you would want to meet, and you are going to meet him here today. Hi, Ronald.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for inviting me to your program, Bonnie.
I am so happy you are here, and I do have to tell everybody, we are having difficulties in Blog Talk. You are all on the board, and I see everybody, but I cannot get up chat. Kelly is working on it, and I don't know if anybody sees chat because I can't. So hopefully chat will get up, and everybody can listen and chat like we normally do. I don't know why it's not up, but I do want you to know that it isn't me. It is Blog Talk. And there is some issues with Blog Talk today, and we are going to get through this show. Ron, I am so happy to have you, but I want you to tell everybody, I mean, you're going to be an author, you're writing a book, you've been all over, you do all kinds of shows, and you do, I mean, You've been on the Bio Channel. You've done My Ghost Story. You've got a whole list of things that we're all interested in. So can you please tell everybody listening to you before I actually take callers where they can get a hold of you, how you work, what you need from them, and what you do the best?
Well, you know, first and foremost, once again, I thank you for bringing me on your program, Bonnie. My name, ladies and gentlemen, is Ronald Reeder, just as Bonnie said. You know, it started out for me a long, long time ago when I was about 12 years old, starting communication with loved ones and friends who have crossed over. And the beauty of it, it is a very long process, years and years of literally learning from the other side. So as I have grown older, you know, one of the things I love to say always is they are truly one breath away.
I love that.
Well, thank you. Through my connections, whether it be radio, TV, or personal conversations, it is all about connecting with your loved ones who've crossed over, because it's true, ladies and gentlemen. But I want to tell you something very special about each and every one of you. You're doing it already, and you always have been. See, you have a soul that resides within you. It's a God-given blessing, a gift, you might say. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been communicating with loved ones, your loved ones who've crossed over while they're here on Earth, and especially after they have crossed. See, the communication resides in your soul. You're doing it already. So that's what
I tell you, I talk to everybody, Ronald. I talk to all kinds of souls all the time, so you're right, and I guess I always did.
Well, a commonality for people to understand is simply going out in public, going to a gas station, a theater, anywhere, and you will notice that somebody will catch your eye. When you approach that person and start talking to a complete stranger, you'll find commonality with them. You'll find that they are now an old friend, that the communication is like it's always meant to be. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you were connecting with that person before you even arrived. See, we do this on a much different level than sometimes we're aware of. That's what I do, ladies and gentlemen. It is the unspoken word that bonds us all as friends, family members, loved ones on both sides, not only here, but in the spirit world. So where does this bring me to today? Well, it brings me on Bonnie's show, and I love
Yay!
This show. I travel the United States doing personal events, lectures, tours, things like that. It is working individually with people, a group setting. I am that person that you can approach and just simply say, hey, Ron, I've been thinking about my grandmother, my aunt, my uncle, my mother, my child. They have passed over. Well, that's where I step in, ladies and gentlemen. A medium is simply a person in the middle, a communicator with you. So that's what I'm doing, and I'm glad to be here, Bonnie.
Well, you know what, Ronald? I love it. I'm going to call you Ron, unless you really want me to call you Ronald. I don't know, because I always call you Ronald, and I don't ever like shortening names unless I can. But if you prefer me to call you... Ah, great, Ron. I'm so happy because now we're instant friends. We have been anyway. But I absolutely love having you here because I know you're going to really offer everybody listening, and I can't see in chat, so everybody in queue and listening to this, they are all waiting for you. But I do want you to tell them, and you know, there are people that are listening that really don't like getting on the radio. I've got a whole queue, so you don't have to worry about that in my show. But that, how do they get a hold of you if they want? Do you do private readings for people?
Yes, I do. I have a website, and it's so easy for me to remember because it's my name, ronaldreeder.com, spelled R-E-E-D as in David, E-R. The beauty of the website is it's my opening to the public, you might say. There is a availability to speak privately with me there. I have some video from current events. I do travel Recently, I was in Miami. I do local events here in Chicago, as well as distant events from L.A. to New York. And some are just a couple, 3-4 hour lecture tours. Some are overnights at some unbelievable bed and breakfasts, like I did at Gettysburg. We actually brought in a bed and breakfast full of people for a 3-day retreat on the grounds of the battlefield at Gettysburg.
Wow. You know what? I would have loved that, Ron. That's right up my alley, because I'm just not because I don't want to take up any time from you. I do want to tell you, when I went to see, I think it was in South Carolina, Savannah, and we passed one of the hospitals that all those soldiers were in from, you know, whatever war that was. They just came right at me, and I was so, it was so great for me. I can only imagine what you were doing up there, because I would have, that would have been right up my alley. I would have loved that.
It is a wonderful location, and I chose it because we are all connected through generations to that war, the Civil War.
Absolutely.
And one of the mainstays was in Gettysburg. There's a lot of things that mediums talk about. I guess today is my turn. But I want to tell
my turn.
I want to tell the audience the real truth. I spoke about it earlier. We are all communicating with our loved ones. It doesn't mean they're going to be in your house setting up shop again and living with you. Because one of the gifts, God-given gifts also we receive, is free will. And they want it known, as well as spirit guides, angels, and God, that is the most precious gift to you. Let no one interfere with your free will, ladies and gentlemen. And that means simply, they truly want the best for you. So the connection to all these people, with, as well here on earth as in the spirit world, they want the very best for you and love you even more than you can possibly love yourself. So what does that mean? Free will? They have it too. A lot of times, as I'm connecting with an audience or individual, we always have a particular person on our thoughts. I'd like to connect to my mother. But it amazes me time and time again that an aunt, a brother, a son will show up too. It is all about the opportunity. And once I get to speak to your callers, Bonnie, it'll be really exciting to see who truly comes through and takes that opportunity for your audience.
Well, I am not even gonna like wait another minute. But I do want to tell you something. If any of my old boyfriends show up, please don't let them in, because some of them have never forgiven me. So I just had to say that. But anyway, I am ready to take the first caller. If you are, Ron.
Of course.
And I do have to tell you, and I agree with you 100%. I mean, even though I do a little different, I'm a spirit medium, but I also am intuitive and psychic. I know that when somebody says, oh, I'm looking for my mother, if that mother does not want to come through, and it doesn't mean that they don't love them. They could be doing something else. They don't choose to come at the time. I can't find them, and I won't tell people I can. So I'm glad when other people show up, because, you know, I'm the same way. You just don't know who's going to show up. You like the people who they want to see, but sometimes who they want to see that they tell you is not really who needs to see them. Do you know what I mean?
100%. I get the question all the time, Ronald, who's around me? Well, I honestly say, because this is all about honesty, ladies and gentlemen, you will know that person. It's not who is around you, it's who is with you. It's that person you are connecting with long before this program today and many years to come after this program. So it is the real deal.
I love it, Ron, and we need to get – I've got a board full of people, and I want to thank everybody. Please stay on. We've got Ron Reeder with us, and he is going to bring your loved ones, whoever shows up, to you. So I am going to take 407, 408 is first. So let me take that call. And Ron, let me see who's on this phone. Hi, this is Bonnie and Ron. How are you? Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Bonnie and Ron.
Hi. Hi. What is your name?
Candace.
Hi, Candace. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you.
I am so happy. I'm going to hand you over to Ron. Ron, this is Candace. Candace, this is Ron.
Good afternoon, Candace. Very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you also, Ron.
Hopefully you're having a wonderful day. It's beautiful here in Chicago. Finally, the winter is over.
I just
moved from Chicago 2 weeks ago. I'm in Orlando.
Ah, okay. So you're in the land of sunshine.
Yes, I am.
Candace, let me ask, how are you and who are you trying to connect with?
I am doing very well, and the individual that I would like to connect with would be my father, although I'm open to anybody that happens to show up.
Okay, Candace, it's interesting that you asked for your father first. You know, you will hear a pause in my voice because it is actually focusing for just a moment. So if you hear what they call dead air, don't be concerned. It just
okay.
Means relaxing for just one moment. But Candace, the first person that actually showed up is a woman, okay?
Okay.
Candace, you would recognize her first and foremost because, you know, at her age, she doesn't appear to be her age at all, okay? She's like
okay.
a best friend to you. And the funny thing is she's living life with youth, okay? She's actually putting out her fingers, her hands and her fingers to me right now and telling me exactly, oh, look at the beautiful nail color I have. Seems that she just got her nails painted in a sense to say she's more of a friend than you. It could be possibly a mother and aunt to you. I'm not sure she hasn't told me her name yet, but she wants you to know that she's your buddy still. It's like a part of you. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Did you recently, and you said you went to move to Florida, were you recently on the beach lately? That'd be just a yes or no question.
No.
Okay. Because actually, wherever you were, I see the sand, there's water, okay, and she's walking next to you in spirit. It's like your buddy is still with you. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I don't.
Okay. One moment. Okay. This is a woman, and actually, it's interesting because she shows me her connection to a hospital. I'm not sure if she was in the medical field or not, okay? But she shows me she was having a lot of difficulties in her throat region, okay, near the carotid artery, different things like that. Hello? Did I lose you?
Oh, I can hear
Candace?
You. Yeah?
Could it be a friend?
Yeah. I can't think of who that might be, although he's describing is.
You're breaking up a little, Candace.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me better now?
She's showing me she had some operations or things going in her larynx, in her throat region. Okay, it's almost like surgery or something like that. She had a lot of difficulty in her windpipe in that area.
Okay.
And you don't know who this is?
Well, what's interesting is you mentioned the nails, and
mm-hmm.
you mentioned the carotid artery and the larynx.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and this may be totally off base, but I just happened to have my nails done about an hour ago, and I had surgery on my larynx and my thyroid because it had wrapped around my carotid artery.
Okay.
So it actually sounds like me.
Yeah, and it could be. The woman who is sharing this information with me is simply, I see her standing next to you in spirit, okay? She hasn't
okay.
identified herself, but she's showing me definite things. I don't know what she looked like, Candace, but she's
okay.
definitely showing me pinpoint items to say this is what I'm here to talk about. I thought she was explaining herself. Apparently, she's explaining you.
Yes.
Okay. Do you Do you have a son? I'm seeing a tall, younger person with darker hair, slender body. Who's that?
That's my son.
Okay. Okay. He's the one that really loves this your new location, the beach and all those kind of areas, correct?
Well, he lives in Chicago still.
But what I'm seeing is his love for the atmosphere that you're in. I'm not sure if he's there yet. This woman's explained to me now the description of your son and his likes and desire. He can't wait to get there.
Yes, probably, yes.
Okay, okay. 1 second, please.
Okay.
Let's move to your father, or she could be possibly showing me your father.
Yes.
As he grew older, did he have difficulty in moving his hands and fingers and stuff like that? I'm not sure if it's arthritis or something debilitating that happened to him. I'm showing his movement has completely changed from a younger man to an older man.
No.
Well, the male I'm looking at, his hands, he's definitely having problems even opening up his fingers and stuff like that. It's interesting there. They're showing me as he's gotten older, he couldn't do what he did before, and he's showing me about an age progression.
Okay.
And let me ask you a question. Your father's ring, would that be a wedding ring that he wore on his right hand?
Yes, probably.
Because it seems like he would wear it, and then there's something going on with his hands, I'm showing you. It's like it would be off, it would be on, different things like that. I'm not sure, Candace.
It probably would have been off and on, but for reasons other than his hands.
Okay. Your grandmother has also passed over, correct?
Yes.
Is she the one that liked art and things like that, painting and different things like that, artistic?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Wow, it's interesting how these three individuals are coming close and they're all reminding things. Do you still have the allergies that you used to have?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I see them. They're all kind of showing me crystal clear. Was it like hay fever or just because you were really having to deal with those a lot?
It's actually dairy and yeast.
Okay. It's probably just one of the things we have to bear through life, you know. Each and every one of us are individual. Quickly, one more second, and we can probably move on to our next caller. Hang on. Oh, you're going to be painting your new place, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Try to use some of the greens and blues your grandmother's telling me, and it'll fit the location that you reside. She's all about the color.
Okay. I will do that.
Candace, calling in today.
Thank you, Candace. We appreciate
your
call.
Thank you very much.
And we
thank
will
you very much.
You're very
have
welcome.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Very nice to meet you, Candace.
Oh, my goodness, that was so cool. All right, Ronald, are you ready for your next one? I am going to tell you I'm going to pick up somebody. I'm not going to tell you who it is because I didn't see her on the board. Hi.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. This is my co-host, one of them, my girl, Susan, and this is Ronald. Ronald, this is Susan. Susan, this is Ronald.
Hi, Ronnie. How are y'all?
Oh, a Ronnie name.
I'm a Ronnie girl.
It's funny. Actually, the only people that I ever hear that from is my family. And,
really?
It's fun that you call me Ronnie, but it always makes me smile because I think of family.
Oh, good. Well, there must be just some kind of soul family connection there, because that's what I, it just, Ronnie just popped out. It just feels so good.
Yeah, you usually don't call anybody any names that I don't tell you, so you're right. It was probably from spirit, but go ahead.
So tell me, how are you on this wonderful day?
Actually, I'm doing fabulous. I'm out in San Francisco from North Carolina, and so I'm on a different time zone, and I'm here taking care of my granddaughter while my daughter is in Cambodia for a wedding. So I'm getting to spend a lot of fun time walking up the hills.
May I ask you a personal question, please?
Sure.
Okay. There's a gentleman around, okay, and I'm kind of curious because I'm not sure if it was, and this is where it gets a little personal, I'm not sure. He shows a separation, okay, whether it be divorce or not a lot of contact. And he shows, he's actually showing me and telling me the communication breakdown that you had, okay, a distance, a divorce or whatever, is truly not the way he wanted it. It seemed like he did and stuff like that, but if he had a second opportunity in life, he would make it completely different communicating with you.
Well, yeah, that probably would be my ex, because I discovered in my sense of humor about life, is that I thought we had a great communication going, and what I realized is that I did all the talking, and he just shook his head and went, "Good job, honey. Really? Oh." And I realized that he wasn't a communicator at all until after we got divorced. So that's how self-absorbed you can be.
You know what, Ron? Can I ask you a question? Because I don't think Susan doesn't sometimes hear. Is this a deceased one? Because she does have one that's deceased that was an ex-husband. Or is this one still here? Because that will determine. I think you're talking about the one that's passed over.
I believe so, yes. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. All right. I do have one deceased ex, and it was the opposite. He was a talker and really didn't want to hear what I had to say.
Hence the communication. And he would speak differently. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
I believe that.
There's a little bit more to this because I'm kind of curious. Was there an issue with his legs or broken bones or something like that? Was this a tragic? Something tragic happened in his life, like an accident or something. Why am I seeing broken bones and different things?
No, he didn't. He died of cancer. There wasn't any broken bones or anything.
Okay, I want to clarify that a little bit. He's showing me issues within his bone structures, particularly of his legs, that made him almost immobile or something. Something's going on in the issues of his legs. To look at them, I don't know if they're broken. I thought broken because I'm seeing, but it's almost like going back to the fetal position, and his legs aren't moving. You know, that's showing me.
Well, he did have trouble with his legs, but he's been passed on for maybe 10 years, and we had been divorced like 10 years before that. And he was heavy, and so he had problems with circulation in his legs. So it's very possible before he passed on that he had a lot of problems with his legs. I wouldn't have known.
Okay. That's how he's showing himself. It's almost debilitating. That's why I said I wasn't sure. But it's what he's showing. He's showing me more than talking to me. So unless he would say specific items, I have to look at what he is showing me and try to explain it. Okay. Is there something that you're wanting to make a connection with that you've been thinking about for a while?
I just finally decided, but maybe to hear what my mother has to say.
Okay. One moment. Do you have something on in the background? It sounds a little bit loud.
Oh, yeah. It's my granddaughter watching. Let me go move away. She's watching Madagascar. I'll be right back, okay?
Sorry. It was a little bit confusing. I'm hearing the different voices
okay.
around.
Better?
Yes, much better.
Okay, all right.
Okay. Oh. Grandparents. Let's move in that direction. For some reason, parents, grandparents, I'm not sure. They are older, and I'm seeing a couple of husband and wife standing next to each other.
Say that again?
I'm seeing a couple, an older couple. I'm not sure if it's mother and father, grandparents. They are older. He has hair a little bit heavier. Gentleman, she's a little bit shorter than he is. She's a more lively one, and I'm looking at this photo of them. It's almost like a wedding photo or something like that. Do you own that photo?
That probably would be my great aunt and uncle who actually raised me. They were like my grandparents.
Okay. He has grayish hair. He's a bigger individual. And in that picture, it's like he's wearing like a very light suit or tuxedo, very almost silver in color or white or something like that. You know what that picture looks like, correct?
No, I don't think I've ever seen that. Actually, the only thing that I've ever really saw him remember was either his policeman's uniform or his khaki jungle stuff.
No, this photo that I'm looking at, he's like at a wedding in a suit, tie, different things like that. It's just, they're just showing me this album. Just think about that for one moment. Keep that in the back of your mind, okay? One second. Let's move to your mother real quickly, if I could.
Pardon me?
Let's move to your mother, if I could. You said you wanted to connect with your mother?
Yes.
Okay. Was there, in your transition life, whether you went to college or stuff, did she want you to be more of a professional type person, whether it be a nurse or doctor or something like that? I'm seeing she's talking about you being in a little bit different profession that you are now, or what your likes are now.
I wouldn't know.
Yes.
I didn't have that great of a relationship with my mother, but I do know that before she, when she was young, she tried to be a teacher. So I think it was important to have some kind of profession, and I think that's why I chose the professions that I did, mostly because of my father, because my father, you know, was like, you know, get a real job kind of thing. So I became a counselor and a buyer and all of those things.
Okay. It's just she's showing me the difference how you chose life and where you were going and kind of like what she wanted you to do. And I think she would remind you about schooling and different things a lot more than normal, trying to drive you to the profession she would want more than you actually took in life. That's how she's explaining to me.
Yeah, she probably would have wanted me to work for the post office for 30 years.
Okay, what's with trying to communicate with her spiritually, your thoughts, aspirations, and you just don't feel like you can communicate with her on the other side?
No. I think she's made amends with me. We've made amends, but there's really not a whole lot there wasn't a whole lot of connection with us during when she was living, and I do believe that she was around my granddaughter a lot because my granddaughter looks just like her and acted like her for the first two or three years. but then she doesn't sing so much now.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. Why would I see spots on skin? Is that yours? Is that you that I'm looking at? It's almost like different spots that you had. You know, to me, she's showing me it looks like a rash or something on your skin. Did you go through that? Is there...
No.
Real, okay, now wait a second. It's almost like... it's almost like red spots, like hives being raised out of your skin. You don't recall going through that and her knowing about that? When you go out in the sun, do you get spots? Do you get hives? She's talking about that on you, and I can see the raised spots. And she's actually telling me in her life she got it too. There's a duality between the two of you, kind of as a reminder. You know, whether it be chicken pox or spots, she's just showing me this, and she's kind of laughing a little bit about it.
What's with,
you're going to have to think about that.
Yeah, because I really don't have any kind of allergic reaction, unless maybe she's talking about my daughter when she had a reaction with too much shellfish. That was the only thing that I can think of. Of that in terms of skin spots or anything, because I've never experienced anything like that.
I'm not sure. She was just showing me, you know, a female. In, like I said, I don't recall what she looked like, you know, or would know the difference between the two, but she's actually talking about this. And it's kind of like I told you so type one of those moments. I believe it's kind of like your mom's personality. You know, she's kind of like that person. That she would come back to that because she just showed me really clearly about that. Tell me about your car keys missing. Is it that you misplace them or that sometimes you can't find them?
I have a real OCD about losing my car keys. I mean,
yes,
if I could stitch them to my hips, I would.
Yes, you do.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't even know that, but go ahead. I'm learning a lot. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, Ron. Go ahead.
Do you ever feel like that possibly somebody relocated them, is playing a little game with you, that she might have done that a couple of times? It could be just misplacing them, but actually she showed me all of this, and to be able to tell you all this, is she walked in, picked up your keys, and moved them on you. And she's laughing.
Oh, funny. Yeah, I'm like so paranoid. If I have them in my purse, I check like 2-3 times. Are they still there? Are they still there? Are they still there? And I have like, if I take them, they immediately go on a hook on the wall. And they go, where are my keys?
I know. Because she's laughing about it from the other side. And, you know, it's just like, pointing the finger, smiling at you, and say, gotcha.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that does it. It, like, freaks me. Even though I have a second set, just in case, it's still, there's something about losing my car keys with my house key and everything on it just, like, freaks me out.
Okay. The gentleman that you lost close, would that be your father? Who's that gentleman that you are very, very close to and really loved or love still?
That would probably been my dad, yeah.
She's showing me the connection in everything you went through with losing him when he passed on. And she's acknowledging that to you because she chose to show up for you, that how it really placed a spot in your heart of change and how much you love that man. Just so you know, it's seen by the other side, and she wanted to bring that forward to show that love connection to him, and that's why I started speaking about that.
Hmm.
Okay.
Are you okay? Susan?
Yeah, what?
Are you okay?
Yes, I am. I hadn't really thought about that with my dad for a long time.
But it's very true, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Also, I want, before we finish this call, I want you to know that he can hear you when you speak to him. It's very important that you know that, okay?
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think you could find my dad? Because I want my dad to say that.
Well,
we're going to find your dad, Bonnie.
I'm going to go walk and find him. I'm going to talk to him, hug him, and kiss him again. I don't want him to just show up in spirit. I want him physically here. But, okay, I know I can't have him. And, Ron, you have a billion callers. So I know you finding my dad won't be anything we can do today. But unless you see him. But we have to get to the other callers. But are you okay, Sue?
Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you so much, Ronnie. It was awesome. You were very spot on and correct on so many things. Yes, very impressed. Thank you.
Very nice to meet you, and thank you so much for calling in.
I'm sorry. She's going to just shoot me. Susan, I didn't mute you. Susan, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, well, go ahead and thank. I know you were going to say something to Ron, so I didn't want to just shut you off there.
No, I just wanted to thank him very much for the opportunity for sharing the information about my mother and father and the people that showed up, and that I think he's wonderful, and I hope I get the opportunity to meet him in person.
Oh, that's so nice. All right, now I can mute you. Okay, well, I got to tell you, she opens Akashic Records, Ron. So she's also a medium. But I'm going to the next caller. They've been waiting a long time. And then I'm going to take, it's 916. 916, you are on with Bonnie and Ron. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, Ron. I think Ron already answered my question.
You did?
He did. How are you? Well, my father, I think I saw him last night by what he was wearing. He's been gone since the 80s. And I was going to ask if that was my father and if he had a message. But Ron pretty much described his hands and his legs. You know, he had polio. Plus, he had also some of his fingers were cut off when he was trying to work on a car with his polio hands. So, I think he kind of butted in on somebody earlier.
Ron?
You know, very nice to meet you. I didn't catch your first name.
My name is Diana.
Diana?
Mm-hmm.
Very nice to meet you, Diana. You know, can that possibly happen? Yes. Am I sure without having you on the phone for validation? I'm not sure. But simply, this is how it works. And I want everybody to know that I can't bring anyone forward. It's all about you guys. You're the ones who are doing it. I'm just kind of like the guy in the middle. So when they show up and start showing me things and talking about things, I repeat what they're saying. I try to explain as best as my ability, being a human being, of course, what they're trying to show me. But let's talk about you for a moment. How are you today?
I'm good. It's
Are you?
Hot. I'm in Florida, South Florida. It's hot.
Oh, I love Florida. I did an event last June down there. There's some video if everybody would please take a look sometime at ronaldreeder.com at my live event down near Miami. I am actually working with a room of about 75 people. But let me ask you a question. In your first name again, and it just... I'm looking at things. I've got many things going on right now. Your name one more time.
Diana.
Diana, I have to ask you about the beautiful woman with longer kind of flowing hair that loves to plant flowers. And a matter of fact, she would wear a hat out in the sun, and she was all about the planting of the flowers in the backyard. Who is that woman?
That must be my mother.
Uh-huh. Beautiful woman, too, I must say.
She is. Even when she died, she didn't have any wrinkles. She was beautiful.
Uh-huh. And the beauty of it, she loves her flower bed, her flowers. It is, I can see this as well as I can see the computer in front of me. Her lot in life was to just simply almost bring a seed from a seed to a beautiful flower, because that's where she enjoyed spending so much time. And I believe also your grandfather is crossed over too, correct?
Oh, yes.
And that would be her father?
Yes.
Okay. She was showing me the similarities of how the connection, because when she was planting the flowers in the backyard, she thinks of him. It's almost like a memorial garden of him, because she spent a lot of time thinking about him. Was it that he was in a nursing home in the later years of his life?
Yes, and she did try to take care of him before he went to the nursing home, and she planted flowers in his yard. She forgave him, you know, for her childhood, which was a big thing.
I completely understand, but she wants you to know she, wow, okay, I'm going to explain this in her words. As the sun shines upon you, that's how much she loves you.
Oh, yeah. But you know what I have found out is they always love you when they cross over.
Yeah.
Yes. Even if they came here to not be very nice to you, when they cross over, they love you.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a fear of bigger, vicious dogs or dogs in general? Why am I seeing a connection with you to a dog that wasn't nice, or a dog that wasn't nice to other people?
Well, I am taking my daughter's dogs to the dog park every day, and I'm finding out, because they really haven't socialized with other animals, that other animals will just ferociously start barking at the bigger dog, and he's never had to fight back. So that you could just be seeing those scenes of us getting the dogs used to seeing other dogs, and
you
me
know,
finding out that all dogs are not nice.
you know actually how it's really working, and the reason why this was brought up, is you said you just were at the dog park. Was this yesterday or the day before?
We've been going every day.
Okay. She is showing me this happening because she was there with you to be able to show me exactly about this.
Oh, she went to the dog park with us.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's nice. And there's flowers there, so I bet she enjoyed it.
Uh-huh. Very, very.
Wow.
So. Okay. Who was the person that had to have injections of medicine all the time?
Oh, that's the diabetes. Yeah, that was my mother, the same woman.
Okay. She's showing me about the injections and the things that she had to go through, you know, a part of her life. That's probably why she brought it forward to me, kind of like a validation, a reminder to you. Okay. May I ask a personal question? Are you married?
No.
I'm not sure who this gentleman close to you is, but she's showing me you're speaking to him, and sometimes it's a little bit difficult to get your point across to that male, okay? I don't know who that guy is, but when you're speaking, sometimes he's thinking one way and you're completely thinking a different way, and that's what she's showing me right now. Who is that man?
Well, I don't know, because
he has dark hair.
Have not met any men since I've been back in Florida.
He has dark hair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been me and my daughter, and then me and the dogs. So I probably have yet to meet him.
No, you don't. I'm not sure where in your life you know him.
I have.
It could be from the past or whatever. He had dark hair, kind of short, cropped, well taken care of. Okay,
ex-husband,
very
husband maybe.
Oh, that could be the past life man. Yeah, it describes him pretty well.
I'm not sure who the gentleman is, but the communication back and forth. There's a lot of communication that he's thinking one way, you're thinking other way, and you have that difficulty talking back and forth, getting your point across. Just what she's showing me, okay?
Well.
Oh, I can hear your dog in the background.
Yeah. The little one likes to bark a lot. I really don't know who the man is, because it's been a long time since I was divorced.
Do you know
like the 80s.
Do you know the name Keith?
No, but I'll write that down.
You know, that's the beauty of this, Bonnie, and I want to bring you into this. Many times during my conversations, I have people come back and say, or during a program or something, say, I have no idea what you're talking about, who that person is. And we understand, I completely understand that, because within an hour, a day, sometimes a couple of weeks, I'll get that call back. Oh, I remember, I know now who you're talking about, Ron.
Ron, I got to ask you a question, because I know I'm butting in here. But you do have a call. I see a caller on here who does have somebody in spirit named Keith. And I think they had a communication problem. So I don't know if, you know, you're picking up this girl's ex-husband. And I know who she is on, and if she's listening, she'll be screaming, me, me, me. So I don't know if that's possible. But I think I'm listening to you. And because I know some of the people, I'm thinking to myself, wow, he's bringing up Amy's husband. Or, you know, because I mean, he's disincarnate. But you know, I wonder if that's, you know, because you've got a lot of spirit there. But, you know, I that's what I was going to ask. I mean, is that possible?
Without a doubt.
See, okay.
If you noticed.
Okay, well, I'll let you go talk to her then, because you saw my father, and that answered my question. And I love it that you brought forth Mother, and that's great. I'm glad that Amy told me about your show.
I appreciate you calling. Very nice to meet you.
Oh, I'm going to put on the girl, I think, and, you know, then maybe you'll be able to feel this one. I'm going to bring her in right now. Amy? Hello? Hi. Amy?
Yep, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I'm going to hand you over to Ron. Ron, this is Amy. Amy, this is Ron. Go for it.
Hi, Ron. How are you? That's just so, yes, I do have a Keith, and he will never, he's very impatient, so he doesn't wait his turn. So, sorry, Diane, for barging in, but you know what, we don't change so much when we die. But anyway.
I'm here.
Amy, tell him who you're looking for.
Oh, did he not hear
yeah,
me?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Oh, okay.
Was just trying
to. Yeah, I have a Keith in spirit. He's my dead husband. He's my dead husband.
Let me ask you a question, Amy. Did he have dark hair?
When he was younger, it was salt and pepper gray at the end. But yes, he had dark hair.
Was one of his lots in life that it had to be very neat about his appearance and his hair, and it's kind of like one of the things, his little quirks in life?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, he was very, I don't know if you call it vain, but he was very, whatever that word is, he took pride in his appearance.
Okay, it could possibly be him. Like I said, when I was on the other call, it's you all bringing these people forward. And for me, you know, sitting here across from the computer, not seeing any of you, when I meet you in person, can see you face to face, it's a little bit easier because it's kind of defined who's who and who's coming in, because my attention is focused on you. But we're kind of opening up this whole blog talk thing to everybody, people in.
Yeah. It's kind of weird because I haven't really thought about them in a while. I mean, you know, fleeting thoughts, but I hadn't really thought about them in a while. And then last night, something after a blog talk show, I don't know, just like really weighed on my heart. And I actually had to start crying, which I rarely do. Okay. So, but anyway.
Amy?
Yeah.
I want to re-clarify a couple of things, okay? I'm not sure, please don't let me confuse you, but a gentleman's coming forward could be completely a different person who passed on of a heart attack, and we're talking one of those widowmaker heart attacks, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is an older gentleman, okay, a little bit larger in the belly region, stuff like that. I'm not sure if he was 60 years old, how he's showing me, but this was a massive heart attack. You don't come back from these. Do you know who I'm speaking to?
Yeah, it could be. I mean, it could be my brother died of a heart attack. He was not 60. He did have a big belly because he was a big drinker. But it wasn't, he was already sick, but he had a heart attack was what actually took him out. I'm trying to think if, you know, there's so many people.
Wait, don't confuse yourself. I know when we, it's limited time, you're on the phone and you're trying to process all this stuff. This gentleman, okay, and I call him gentleman because he took the opportunity to join us here right now. Okay, now I'm going to ask you a question. He led a very solitary life, he shows me. Okay, it's almost like, you know, living alone, but very solitude in his behaviors, mannerisms, things like that. And he didn't reach out to a lot of people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You two were, this is your brother, you two were pretty close. He could really confide in you, okay?
Yeah, okay. Well,
at one time
we were close on a certain level, and you know, the people that I'm closest with, I get along with the least, but we were very close.
Okay. Now, the woman who died, probably a mother, grandmother, whomever, he's showing the two of you talking, but it's almost like he had to make amends with her. There was a bigger issue communicating to her because it's like you two would talk about this woman. Would that be your mother?
No, my mother's still alive. It's my grandmother. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay. I'm not sure. I'm glad you validated that.
I love you, Ron.
He's
no, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's my grandmother, and she lived with us when we were teenagers, and we weren't really nice to her.
Yeah. And pardon my laughing, but when you finally get out the words that he's trying to get out, the validation's amazing on your part, okay? And that's why I'll
could be my mother, too, even though my mother's, you said it's spirit, because we had a little bit of a problem with my mother, too, and I'm, like, the last human, so I have to do I'm doing a lot of cleanup work for all the dead people.
Let me ask you a quick question. Do you have your mother's ring?
Yes.
Okay. There's a connection he shows me to ask you about that ring, okay? And it's interesting. I don't think that ring fits your hand or something.
No, it doesn't. In fact, my daughter is getting married, and we added it to the diamond collection to her engagement. We added it to her engagement ring. But I know exactly the ring you're talking about.
Yep, because he's commenting about that.
Because I still have a line on my finger. I got it off last summer. I took it off, and I still have a line on my finger because it was on so tight.
Okay, who's the younger boy in spirit that passed on within the family?
There hasn't. Well, how young? Yep. I mean. Could be, you know, I had some pregnancies that didn't, you know.
This is a male. I'm looking at a very younger man, a boy, okay? And he's showing me, you know, the distance between this might have been 15 years, 20 years or something like that. This is a younger boy. He's connected. He's also passed over. Okay.
My brother and I were both adopted. He might have connected with some of his siblings, perhaps.
He wants you to know that in his life, even though your brother, he didn't make a lot out of his life, he is now using his examples of his life to assist this younger boy.
Wow.
He realizes his life didn't go where it was supposed to be, but now he's mentoring it in a way, this younger boy, because that's what he's here to do.
Maybe it's your grandson. Don't you have a grandson?
Oh, wait. You're talking about someone in spirit. He's mentoring someone that has a body or someone in one of my dead people, a dead person.
I can only clarify.
Yeah, maybe it's my, yeah, I think that it's my, okay. Yeah, Bonnie, you're probably on point because
yeah.
My grandson's very wise. Oh, yeah, silly me. Probably yeah. On point, yes. Bonnie is correct.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Thank you.
Wow, this is this is very beautiful. This is just taking my breath away.
There's one more thing. You've been to a cemetery, and you stood in front of the grave, correct?
Yeah.
Whoever, I believe that's is that a male in that grave?
Yeah.
Okay. I've been talking to so many people. I'm kind of losing track a little bit. Is that your father or grandfather?
No, my father's not in a cemetery. It's my uncle who was sort of like the big father figure. He was like a father to my father and
perfect.
A father to like all of us, yes. And he's really the only male that's buried, yes, and I know who you're talking about.
When you stood in front of that grave and communicated from your heart to him in that grave, you were heard. And know the word that you believe it. You were talking about, you were using the language, I cannot believe it. I cannot believe it. And he's telling you, believe it, just so you know.
Oh, wow. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Mm. Isn't that a beautiful thing?
It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. And, it's just so beautiful. It's so beautiful that for people who don't quite live a charmed life when they have a body that they can't, once they, you know, shed their, the density of, you know, being human that, they can kind of have the life they meant, you know. It's
yes.
Just that's the part that just makes me so happy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope that we have helped you today, Amy. And
I really didn't need to start crying them at Dawn's house, but yes, you did something. You did something. I don't know if I'm going to call it help, but it's beautiful, beautiful.
Well, honey,
very,
we love
very beautiful.
From my heart, go ahead.
I just want everyone listening to know the truth. These people were a part of your life as living, and they are still a part of your life as they've crossed over. They've taken the opportunity we've heard during this program in many different ways to have validations to our life. Because I often say, Bonnie, they know us for the real us. Sometimes we don't get the opportunity to appear to be who we are. In other words, sometimes we have to put on certain masks in certain situations. We have to almost be somebody else because of different circumstances and different things and different thoughts in our life. But the ones who pass see us, our heart, our soul, for who we really are, and you are remembered as well as they are remembered by you. And that's it.
I love that. Well, you know, Ron, I rock spirit. So for me to listen to you, because my goodness, you're just fabulous. And I don't, you know, like I said, we're going to end with me, but it's not now. Because, you know, I told everybody yesterday, which I don't know if you heard, there's a very few people that I would want reading from, or actually that I need readings from, because, you know, I do this too. And I can read myself pretty well, but you rock the house. So I know we're ended. I know nobody knows this, but at the end, the last caller is going to be me. Yay. So I'm going to take your next caller. And Amy, we love you. I know you're listening. I had to mute you because there was noise. But I do want you to know that from Ron's heart and mine, because I can feel Ron's heart, even though he'll say, please, we love you. All messages are given in love and light. We know you needed to find these people. That's why you called in. So I am going to go to the next caller. Don't you think, Ron? Oh, go ahead.
Right before you do, because I'm sure people are listening and they're in and out and stuff, I want to talk a little bit about the website, if
go.
I could.
Yes, please.
For people that would be interested in. And here's the great part about what I do. I travel. So if there's a large group, say, in Florida or Alaska or Gettysburg or some of the places I've been, I love doing events. You can contact me, ladies and gentlemen, on the website. It's simple. It's my name, Ronald Reeder, R-E-E-D-E-R.com. And I look forward to coming out to people's areas where they live and hosting events. I do them publicly, large events at hotels and bed and breakfast type atmosphere. And I also do private events, as well as people being able to contact me personally. Everything is on the website, and it's kind of fun. I build it myself. I'm kind of proud of my website because it's just one more tool in life to be creative. So please, if people are interested in the information over there, it'll be easy to contact. I'm also, of course, on Facebook and stuff. But the website...
Your website's fabulous, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Okay,
so,
bye.
Well, you again, ronaldreeder.com, go to it. He's got all kinds of things on it. He is fab. And I just want you to know, Ron, because I haven't told you this, but I'm from Philadelphia. So my sister got married in Valley Forge, which, you know, it wasn't on the battleground, but the marriage ended that way. But I didn't get married there. I got married actually on the Schuylkill, so my marriage is still intact. But, you know, I just want to let you know I am from Philadelphia and Margate, New Jersey. I'm a northern girl, even though I'm in Florida. And I'll tell you what, I'd follow you anywhere, but don't tell your wife that because I think you're fab. So I am going to take the – go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying thank you. This is fun, Bonnie. I enjoy doing this. In person, it's even better, ladies and gentlemen. So if you have a group, a large group of people, and you want me to join you, let me know. Contact me. Email is on there, everything. I'd love to come down to Florida again. It's been a year. It's a year in June. I love getting in front of audiences and doing what I do best.
Well, I'll tell you, Ron, we'll see which we can work out because I would love to see you in person. And I know that it's so much easier. I mean, I know when you look at somebody and you see that spirit standing right next to the person you're talking to, you know who you're talking to. It's tough on the phone. I do the same thing. 15 people can show up. I always ask right before my show, please put the spirit to the person. But sometimes that just doesn't happen. And with you, you see everybody. So I am going to go to the next person because this one's going to love your techno savvy. So I see her on, and this is Rebel 1414. Hi, girlfriend.
How are you doing?
Ah,
hey, Bonnie. Hi, Ronald.
This is
Chris. Thanks for giving my Skype address out live on the air across the world. Anyway.
Oh, I am so sorry, Chris.
That's okay.
I'm so sorry. Everybody, forget it, but I've got to tell you, Ron, this is another host. She hosts her own radio show. I won't tell. Well, he's going to find your dead people. He is not finding you. Okay. But go ahead, Ron, please. This is Chris. Chris, this is Ron.
Good afternoon, Chris. Very nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet you, too. Thank you very much. Nice website. And by the way, I want to say to people listening, Ron has very reasonable rates up on his page there. So people should take advantage of that. That's very reasonable rates. Very reasonable.
Well, thank you. So Chris, how are you doing on this beautiful afternoon?
I'm doing just fine. It just got afternoon here, so I'm doing fine. It's
where are you... Where
I guess
located?
I could start drinking now. It's afternoon. I'm kidding.
Where are you located?
I'm in Canada, up in Alberta.
Yeah, hey there. I love Canada. Been there. Been to Niagara Falls.
Oh,
love
yeah,
it.
Right on. That's quite a ways from me, but yeah, I'm Western. Second most Western province.
Do you have a particular question or somebody you would like to connect with today?
I wondered if, like, just who's there, but I would, you know, because my go-to is always my grandma, but I always feel bad that maybe others want to get through and I never ask for them, you know what I mean?
Okay, Chris, can I ask you a question?
Okay.
Okay. I'm not sure if this is you or not, but I just have to ask you because somebody's not really fond on the other side, and it's a woman, possibly grandmother, mother, I'm not sure until she identifies herself. I don't know. Do you have a tattoo?
No.
Okay. She's coming across talking about, you know, drawing the art and stuff like that, tattoos, and I don't know. There's a connection to an arm because I see an arm and there's a tattoo on there, and she's commenting immediately about a tattoo. And to describe this tattoo, it's actually a heart, but it has a lot more design to it, and that's what this woman decided to start out with for some reason.
I have no clue, other than it's quite possible that. Well,
let me ask you a second question. Do you have a family member that was in any kind of military type service or something to that nature?
See, I think her husband may have had a tattoo on his arm, and he would have been in the military. And then I think her son may have had A or some tattoos.
That's where she decided to start. Why? I don't know. It's basically whatever comes up or whatever they show me or want to talk about. And the thing is, the tattoo was done. You know how we hear the mom tattoos and the hearts
right.
and the reminder tattoos? You know, she acknowledges it, but she's not a big tattoo person. Okay.
Yeah, okay. That would make probably sense to me, yeah.
Okay. And I'm also looking, she's showing me, could be her, could be somebody else, a woman with a walker, okay? As she got older, she had to use a walker because, you know, she was I don't want to say larger woman, but she's a sturdy person, and her hips and stuff like that weren't necessarily working like they were when she was younger, and I see this woman using a walker.
I don't know anything about a walker.
Okay. Please keep that. It could be a grandmother or somebody. She's just showing me, and the clarity is amazing. And I know you're going to know about this, maybe not right now, but you will, because it's somebody within the family, and she's passed on, and she used a walker. Okay? And there's
okay.
a direct connection there.
I mean, I'm thinking it's her mom, but I don't associate a walker with her, but I do associate some other aides and whatnot near the end of her career.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Hold on, please. Personal question. I'm not going into detail or anything like that. But do you take a daily medication?
I don't.
Okay. The reason why she's speaking, and I'm wondering who this is then. She's saying that, you know, if you took this daily medication, whether it's high blood pressure, whatever medicine, you would feel a lot better. And chances are that the person that she's talking about wouldn't do that, you know, kind of overlook that. They're not going to the doctor, things like that, the medicine that they should be taking, they're really not. But as she would to tell you, it would make you feel a lot better. And that's not you, or you know nothing about that?
Well, I sure don't go to the doctor, but I haven't had medication in years and years and years, so.
Uh-huh.
And I don't really think I've needed any either.
Okay.
Well, if you don't go to the doctor, how do you know if you don't need any? I have high blood pressure, and I take medicine, but I don't want to take it. But I'm just saying.
Understand.
You know, you never know.
There is probably a daily medication that I should be taking that, you know. And so anyhow, I will make note of that.
It's kind of like a reminder. It's what mothers and fathers and grandparents do. They come and remind us, hey, if you took this daily medication, you would feel a lot better, but you're not doing that. And that's kind of
right.
How she's...
I mean, I'm taking from you that, you know, that this is a medication that's already been prescribed and blah, blah, blah. And so if that's the case, then no, that's not me.
Okay. Nope, this is one of those just reminders. If you did this, this would happen.
Yeah, okay.
And let me just leave it. Is there any particular question you want to ask me or anything?
Well, I just wanted to, if she had anything to say about how she died.
Okay.
And whose responsibility it is.
Okay. I'm just going to be real quiet for just a moment, okay? And the reason why I'm being even more quiet than normal is because she's not saying anything.
Mm.
It was just those quick, short things.
Okay.
And then it got super quiet on the other side.
Okay.
Maybe she's not supposed to know. You know, I mean,
You know what? Honestly, Bonnie, it's just these little things came in. And then it just grew very, very quiet. It doesn't mean that, you know, she's not near or anything, but she all of a sudden, and we've been talking now for over an hour, I know when they choose just to just be quiet and don't say anything, and that's why I'm kind of being quiet and actually filling for time for her a little bit if she's...
I could fill your time. If you tell me that you're being quiet, I don't have to be. So I just don't say anything because I think if I do, I'm really interrupting you. But I could actually fill in those gaps, but not with what people are, you know. I just feel that, you know, I feel that sometimes, I mean, with me, sometimes if I can't get an answer and I look for one, it's because I'm not that person. They don't want to tell me because they don't want me to tell that person. That's how I take it. So, let's try one quick other thing
on that, and then I can leave it. If she'll give you a nod, even, which is are my suspicions about that correct? How about that? That's pretty simple.
One moment, please. I've been waiting and waiting, see something, hear something. And I'm going to ask you one name. Okay. I heard it a little while ago. And sometimes when they tell me names, I just kind of put it in the background, but it came up again. Do you know somebody named Mark?
No.
Okay. That's why I didn't bring it again. I heard it again. But unfortunately, I don't think I can help you today.
Okay. Well, that's okay. I appreciate it. Thanks very much for your time. I do appreciate that. And very nice listening to you. Thank you, Bonnie.
Thank you. I'll tell you what I go through my spirit guides. And I just want to tell you, Chris, because my spirit guides, mine is more psychic too. And I bring it in my spirit guides. And I'm going to tell you that I think you're right on point, Chris. But anyway, that was not from any of your dead relatives. It was from my spirit guide talking. So I am going to bring in someone. You let me know, Ron, because I want to be your last caller. So
okay.
We can take one more caller. Okay. There is somebody who's been on for a long time, and that is 310. You're on. 310, you are on with Ron.
Hi, guys. I am so glad I got through finally, because I've been on hold for a long time.
Let me apologize. We had people on before my show even came.
Yeah,
so,
I always wanted them.
Yeah, I'm so happy. Can please tell Ron who you are, and then you've got Ron. So go ahead.
Okay. Hi, Ron. My name is Vince, and I'm calling from Los Angeles, California. And I'm hoping you get messages that I need to hear right now. I'm really desperate.
Good afternoon, Vince. And it's a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you.
So you've been waiting in the background probably since you said the program began, correct?
Even before.
Okay. It's good to know you, Vince, even though basically I just met you. You said you're from California?
Actually, I was. I live in California, in Los Angeles now. I moved here 20 years ago, but I'm originally from Toronto.
Okay. Vince, I have to ask you a quick question because she didn't say anything, but a woman showed herself to me, okay? She is an older woman, once again, don't know, grandmother, mother, but she showed herself in a distance from you. That tells me two things. One's that, A, she's been crossed over for a while. I'm not sure about the years. She is a more smaller, frail type woman, and she has the typical loss of color in her hair. It's very, very gray. Okay? Do you know who I'm speaking about?
The only there's two women that I said the thing. Now you said she's crossed over.
She appears to be, yes.
I don't know anybody of like that. There's only two, my mother and my aunt, but they're still both alive.
Okay. Vince, it's interesting. I'm going to explain this lady in the best detail that I can, okay?
Okay.
She, to me, I'm not very good at ages, but she looks like she's 80 or 90 years old to me, okay?
Mm.
Very thin, very frail.
It might be one of my grandmothers, because both of my grandmothers, of course, are long gone.
Yes. Not a lot of meat on her bones.
The only thing is that I never really knew either one of my grandmothers, because I was born in Poland, and we left Poland when I was 2 years old.
Okay. Vince, why do you feel like you're alone all the time?
Because I am.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not, but I am. I have a very difficult time trusting people.
You are reaching out to the spirit world, whether it be in thought, whether it be in prayer. Your communications is seen, but while you're doing it, you're so somber in feeling that you almost have nobody, in a sense. And that's what's seen kind of from the other side of what they're showing me, okay? And it's interesting, you told me you live in L.A., but it seems like you either want to go back home or someplace else.
Well, I always wanted to know what it would have been like, because when I moved to Los Angeles, when I moved to the States in general, I had two choices that I wanted to take. And it was going to be between Los Angeles or Hawaii, and I chose Los Angeles.
Okay.
Because Hawaii is too expensive to live.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. Did you recently, or thinking about signing a contract, they're showing me? You're signing paperwork for something. Is it a lease? What kind of contract is that?
Well, it's funny because, I've been out of work for about 7 years. Just recently I got a job, and I thought it was supposed to go full-time. It was supposed to be 90-day probation, and then a couple weeks ago my boss called me and said, you're a great worker, you're reliable, and you're trying really hard, but you're not up to speed that we need you to be, so you're fired. And this has been going on for 7 years. Every time I get a job, I keep getting fired or let go for one reason or another, or it's a temp job, and I'm done with my last $25. I got nothing coming in, no unemployment, no nothing. But here's the funny part. Just not that long ago, back in September, I cut 22 inches of my hair. I have an agent, but I cut 22 inches of my hair. But now I've had no money, but he needs me to get new headshots, because
mm-hmm.
otherwise he's going to drop me. Now, not that long ago, he did submit me for an audition, and I went to the audition, and I got a call back, so I'm going tonight. And I don't know if it's just a second call back, like a second audition, or if I actually got the part and they're going to go over things with me tonight.
The contract part, the signing.
Yeah, this is the contract part. If I get this part, it's going to be a 4-day shoot. I don't know how much money is involved, but I'm sure it's going to be a nice sum, and there might be a contract involved too.
Mm-hmm. What you need to do, okay, and this is not psychically, somebody is showing you this. I am not a psychic. Trust me. I couldn't, out of four cards, I couldn't tell you one of them or guess one of them. The information that is coming across is seen by the other side. And here's the other part of that. Whether it be this woman who knows what you're going through, to be able to show me the contract and different things, okay? Because I see your willingness to sign it and actually signing, and it's more than one pieces of paper, you know what I mean? It's going through the process, so it shows me that this person, and sometimes spirit guides, people we don't know, will show us too, because we're seen by the spirit world.
Right.
I want you to know that on many levels. And I would, it's one of the things I'm going to write about, and I have wrote about in my book. You know, it's about where are we now once after we pass. And I'll get into that another time, maybe another show through Bonnie.
But absolutely.
Here's the thing about you and how they're showing me through your solidarity, your being alone and your aspirations with this contract and stuff like that. The other thing is your health, your physical health, you got to take care of yourself.
I know, because I've been so depressed over the last few years, but I went from being a bodybuilder and not being able to go work to the gym to work out because I couldn't afford it, and I gained like 60 pounds. Then when I got this job, I lost 15 pounds because I was doing a lot of walking. But since I lost this job again, another job gone down, you know, I'm just sitting at home just working on the computer trying to find a job, and it's frustrating, and I want to get out there.
Can I give you a piece of advice?
Maybe. Sure.
I think you need to get out and walk, find a bike to ride, do anything. It's not who you are is in the state that they're showing me you right now. In other words, they're showing me you how you were. And that's why they went right to the point of you need to now eat differently and exercise differently because you're not. And they're showing me how you explained yourself very well, and that's why it was brought up. Even if you don't have the funds or anything, go out to the park, because actually you can meet other people there, okay? I don't want to, I'm not a relationship guy or anything.
Right, right.
I do. But what they're showing me of you is how you used to be and how you need to be back to that person. And it starts with you, your internals, your insides, saying you need to take care of you. Get outside. Start being that person you were.
Okay. But you see me getting this contract, getting this audition.
I won't tell you that. I can only tell you what I've seen.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I've just been so happy when I was working and bringing in money to being able to pay the bills, and now this is happening again. It's been happening for 7 years, and I'm tired of it. You know.
I'm going to ask you one quick question before we go.
Okay.
Whose watch do you have? Whose watch do you have?
Well, when my father died, I don't know where it is now, but when my father died, I did get his watch and his wedding ring, and I don't know where they are now, because that was a long time ago.
Hey, Vince?
Yeah?
I bet you're wondering who's been telling this information to me this whole time.
My father.
I think he just answered that by showing me his watch and telling me you had the watch.
Yeah,
there's your answer.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your call today, Vince.
Thank you.
Thank you, Vince.
All right.
Good luck. Oh, you know what? Maybe I should give up my call. How long do you have? I have another call that has been on for a very long time. Yes.
We're going to have to, unfortunately, Bonnie, I'll call you personally.
Okay.
You're just wonderful. I'm looking down, and it's 1:30 my time, and that's where I have to end.
I am so grateful and so thankful, and I will tell you that thank you. I've got a whole board. You're coming back, I hope, and I hope everybody goes to your website. Remember, it's ronaldreader.com. Go on it. Go. You want a personal reading? Do you want to talk to Ron? Go get him. See what he's doing, where he's available. You could go see him. We're going to think about hoping to bring him in to Florida, maybe doing a big promo here. And I am going to tell you, Ron, it's been my pleasure. I know you have to go. Thank you from the bottom of my heart and everyone else's today. And thank you for sharing yourself with us. So we appreciate it.
You know what? I want to personally thank you, Bonnie, and your audience for having me here today, for being out there and listening. Ladies and gentlemen, please, please know in your heart the two gifts that you're given, your free will and that soul, your communication with the spiritual world as well as the real world that you reside in now. You are truly seen for who you are, and they are truly one breath away. Thank you so much, Bonnie.
Thank you.
And your audience is magnificent. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Well, I'm going to say goodbye to you, Ron, because I'm going to talk to my wonderful, fabulous audience. I thank you, everyone. I know we had to cut this short to 90 minutes today. I did want to bring Ron in. I hope he comes back. And I know that there were spirits here for a lot of other people on the phone. So please know that the next time you'll get in, you can visit Ron's webpage. If you look at him, he's even got a webcam. You can see him in action on his site. I know that Chris really likes that because she's a real video and audio person. Chris, I gave you the answer I had, and I am a psychic, and I do pick up things. I love spirit mediums. They get right down to your dead people, and I love spirit. You all know that. So please, please come back. We always have cool and wonderful and interesting guests, but come visit us on Monday, because Monday it's Susan and I. So have a great weekend. We love you. I will not have a Rocka show tomorrow, but our Friday shows will be back next week or the week after. I'm trying to get the schedule done. So please, everyone, just tune in. I will let you know at the beginning of the week what next week looks like. Kelly has Fridays, and I think Kelly's going to rock that show also. I am going to be there. So when I put that Friday show back on, I got to mix it up a little bit. So I hope everybody has a great weekend. I love you. I love my listeners. I love my callers. I'm sorry I couldn't get in chat, and I love my chatters. But have a very special, wonderful, and blessed weekend. Thank you.